Heed the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله عقائد عالم نور مجسم شاہ آدم و بنی آدم او بلو النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily درود or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاتم و سلاما علیکا یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وعلا آلیکا و اصحابیکا یا حبیب اللہ. Dearest viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen, because all the programs, the silsilas of Madni channel are based on ilm deen. A moment spent in learning ilm deen is better than the nafli ibadat of whole day and whole night. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we had the blessings of Ramadan al-Mubarak, in which the first ashra, the first 10 days, is of mercy, and the second ashra, the second 10 days of Ramadan, are regarded as of maghfira, forgiveness, and the third ashra is of freedom from the hellfire. So alhamdulillah, after this beautiful month of blessings and mercy and forgiveness, an opportunity is granted to us to celebrate and to rejoice. So to celebrate and to rejoice on this day of Eid is mustahab. And Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Say, O beloved, that on the fadl and the mercy of Allah, one should rejoice. So alhamdulillah, today is the day of Eid, and we are happy and we are rejoicing. We will continue talking on this topic. We have our guest with us, Brother Amiruddin Qazi. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will recite a Naat Sharif, and then he'll partake in the discussion as well. So let's listen to the Naat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
صل على نبينا صل على محمد صل على شفينا صلی علی محمد پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھائے کیوں پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں رخصت کا قافلہ کشو غش سے ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں رخصت کا قافلہ کشو غش سے ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں سوتے ہیں ان کے سائے میں سوتے ہیں ان کے سائے میں کوئی ہمیں جگائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں یاد حضور کی قسم غفلت عشق ہے ستم یاد حضور کی قسم غفلت عشق ہے ستم یاد حضور کی قسم غفلت عشق ستم خوب ہے قید غم میں ہم خوب ہے قید غم میں ہم کوئی ہمیں چھڑائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فضل کرے خدا جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ خدا جس کو ہے درد کا مزا ناز دوا اٹھائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں ہے تو رضا نرا ستم جرم پہ گر لجائے ہم ہے تو رضا نرا ستم جرم پہ گر لجائے ہم بجا اے سوز غم کوئی بجا اے سوز غم ساز طرب بجائے کیوں پھر کے گلی گلی تباہ ٹھوکر سب کی کھائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں.
الحمدللہ عز و جل, we have just heard a beautiful naat from our brother Amiruddin Qazi, and this naat is written by our master Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Fazil e Barelvi Nawwarallahu Marqadahu wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah, as we are discussing about this great day of Eid al-Fitr, a person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he stays in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day and on the night of Eid, his reward is very great. As it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that a person who makes qiyam in the night of Eid al-Fitr or even Eid al-Adha, when everybody's heart will die, his heart would stay alive. So this is an occasion of ibadat. The night of Eid is an occasion of ibadat. The day of Eid is an occasion of ibadat. And this is actually the night of in'am, Laylatul Jaiza, because person has worked hard the whole month, he was fasting, reading Quran Pak, performing Taraweeh, you know, hunger, thirst, so many other difficulties person faces in this month, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards in the night of Eid, on the day of Eid. So it is an opportunity for us to get the fadl and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be forgiven for our sins by doing ibadat, by doing act of worship. So what you say, Qazi Sahib, how should we behave on the day of Eid?
Okay, obviously, as we mentioned, if we have performed our duties in the month of Ramadan correctly, that means obviously the main reason for fasting is to gain taqwa. And if we have gained that, that means we gain the pleasure of Almighty Allah. So we have all the rights to celebrate. I'll just recall an incident when I was young. There was one Mawlana giving a bayan, and he said it was the first day of Ramadan. And he went in the road near the bus stop. There was a Muslim person that he knew smoking. And he asked the Mawlana, when is Eid? So he said, in his bayan, he's saying, this guy is now, first of Ramadan is not fasting, but he's talking about Eid. You find many people, unfortunately, even in the month of Ramadan, they don't, even as if there's one hadith where beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, that there are some people who gain nothing in the fasting except thirst and hunger. So it means, if you got a habit of lying, you don't lie, you backbite, you do all these kind of things, but you still fast. So how is this? So would this person also be rewarded? Because obviously the reason for fasting is to curb these desires. And one of the biggest and the greatest favor that Almighty Allah bestows upon us is locking up shaitan and his helpers. Because shaitan is always trying to cut our distance from Almighty Allah. And he has been working for 11 months. Now look at the favor of Almighty Allah, locking him so that extra push to do sin is withheld now because Almighty Allah has helped us. Many of us don't realize what a great help this is.
You know the issue of shaitan, because he's chained and all his soldiers, shayateen, all are chained. They like sort of put in a prison. You can't go out and do your tricks. So we managed to do some good work, some ibadat. That's why you will see that masajid get full with people. there are more and more people for Taraweeh, for other Salats, for Jumas, for Sehri, Iftari programs, big nights, whatever is happening, there's definitely very big increase in numbers. Because that main obstacle is not there. But Shaitan doesn't leave. When he sees that we have achieved so much in the month of Ramadan. So there's a narration in Mukashafatul Qulub. I would read this to you. That Hazrat Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi says, when Eid comes, Shaitan cries with loud screams, you know, like cries heavily. And other Shayateen, they get around him and they ask him, you know, why are you in this state? Like becoming totally hysterical, screaming and, you know, crying. And they say, oh, our master, what has made you so angry? And why are you so sad? He says, I'm sad because Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is forgiven. So therefore, all of you go and motivate them to engage them in lust and in the desires of nafs. So they then work even harder to destroy that mentality and mindset which is developed in the month of Ramadan of ibadat and worship, etc. So we must be, you know, careful and do not allow Shaitan to overpower us and take all that away from us which we have accumulated in the month of Ramadan and some good habits that we have formed in the month of Ramadan. Our bodies are now gone used to fasting, long salat, standing long. So we should not allow ourselves to become lazy again. But Shaitan and his workers, his soldiers will not stop. So there is a need for us to ponder upon and be in some good company, because company will help you.
Definitely.
Be in the company of Dawat Islami, the people of Dawat Islami, because they always keep motivating you, you know, do ibadat, read your tahajjud, you know, read your awabin, fast on Monday or on Thursday, you know, ayyam bid, the three fastings in every lunar month, and etc. So you keep doing that practice which you developed in the month of Ramadan.
But see, unfortunately, what we find that majority people, see, we have become accustomed to fasting in the month of Ramadan. So it becomes more like a ritual. So we say we have to go to, and I know people, their families complain, they don't read any namaz, but Taraweeh, they must be there in the masjid. Because what will so and so say? So the taqwa, fear of Allah is out. Fear of what people will say. So that's why make sure that on time is there for Taraweeh, read Taraweeh, but people complain, not reading any other namaz.
So, and whereas the purpose of fasting is to develop taqwa.
Taqwa, yeah.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, Kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. The fasting has been made obligatory upon you as it was made obligatory upon the previous people.
Alhamdulillah.
So that you may attain piety, you may become muttaqis.
Yeah.
And not reading salats, farz salats, in the month of Ramadan. It's very unfortunate. And this is so practically happening. I mean, a few days back, I was in a function where there was iftari. And after we open our fast, myself and several others who were with me, we went and started reading our Maghrib. More than half the people, they did not come and join us for Maghrib. They just outside smoking, eating pan, doing this and doing that. And when we finished our Salat and now it's time for the main meal, then we saw all of them were there. So they came for iftar. They were fasting. Apparently this is how it looked, that they were fasting. But no Salat. It's only fasting.
See, the reason for this is there's a misconception amongst most people that the most important thing in the month of Ramadan is not to eat. Now, again, this concept of eating, I spoke to one brother and this really amazed me. And I asked him about Sahri. He said, no, I just eat one khajur. But he doesn't tell you how much he eats, like at the time of after breaking fast, iftar, and then if he's going for Taraweeh, how much they eat. So when you get up for Sahri, there's no space at all.
And then they come back from Taraweeh and have another round for food.
Now what they say, if you fill your stomach, now this is how Shaitan trains you to feed yourself, your nafs. So then how are you going to gain taqwa? Because if you, this is one thing that many scholars have spoken about. You find people who overeat at the time of iftar, they feel lazy. They feel there's no energy. They feel lethargic because of the heavy stomach. Now for them to go and read Taraweeh, it's very painful, it's very tiresome. Especially if now you find you have to go and the Qari is reading properly, not rushing, not eating his words. So they will complain, hey, it's taking too long. But they will now look for the masjid where people read very fast.
Very fast, and nobody can understand what the Hafiz is reading. Only Ya'lamun and Ta'lamun, towards the end when they want to make ruku. But in between, nobody can pick up what he's reading. So yeah, that's happening a lot. But see, Qazi Sahab, the concept that has been developed amongst the people is that it's a day of feast, day of joy and celebration and no limitations. A lot of wrong things start happening. People meet and greet, and then there are a lot of ghair mahram relatives, they also shake hands. Cousins, they do that. They're ghair mahram. It's haram for them to do that. They can't even shake hand with each other. But in South Africa, I'm not sure about other countries, this is practiced very common. That they even hug ghair mahrams. So this haram happens in front of everyone, and then the big people in the family, they endorse it. Because they don't say anything, they don't feel bad about it. They say, no, they're cousins, they're brothers and sisters. Cousins are not brothers and sisters. They wear mahram because they can marry each other. And then, secondly, tabdheer. That's extravagance, wastage, spending unnecessarily, competition. In the kind of dress that people want to wear, the suits they want to wear, the shoes, the techies they want to wear. And then even on food items, so many dishes are made, nobody eats, they all are wasted. And a lot of them then will end up throwing them in the dustbin. So that wastage part, that's now Shaitan's ideology. You're joining the group of Shaitans. Innal mubadhirina kanu ikhwan ash-shayateen. Surely those who spend unnecessarily, they are the brothers of Shaitan. Fuzul kharj.
Extravagance.
They are the brothers of Shaitan. So as Muslims, we need to have knowledge for all these things. So we do not earn guna, sin, on this day. Whereas this day is for forgiveness, to attain sawab, to be amongst those who are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's being wasted by committing sins upon sins.
See, unfortunately, you'll find also on Eid day, you find people are so engrossed in entertainment and eating, you find very often when the azan goes, there's nobody in the masjid. And the unfortunate thing, you find sometimes a person has sat 10 days for itikaf, used to performing 5 times a day salah in the masjid, it takbir ula, in the first saf. Even those people, after itikaf, they go to the home, you go to the masjid on the day of Zuhur salah in the masjid and see how few people are there. Yet, the previous Zuhur, in the month of Ramadan, it was fuller. So what does it tell you? So it means, as you say, we don't know the actual spiritual benefit. And as you mentioned, pointed correctly, that when it comes to entertaining, now shaitan is released.
Yeah.
So he is now doing his work. As you said, ghair mahram, we don't worry, we shake hands. And now we know with the advent of COVID, we're not supposed to be shaking and hugging and all these things. And you find because people will disregard even this in this period. And there will be obviously increase in people getting COVID-19 again.
This is very important. You brought this topic. We should shed light on this as well. That social distance is good. Social distance saves you and saves other people as well.
Definitely.
Now, Eid gatherings. Normally, the Eid gatherings are big gatherings. And at a lot of places, in a lot of countries, COVID-19 was spread because of big gatherings and people did not care about, you know, wearing masks and keeping distance and all, as you said, shaking hands and hugging and all that, being close to each other. So I think on this major occasion, Muslims should not become responsible of spreading the disease, the virus. They should give the message to the world that we are the most careful people. We care about everyone. We care about lives. We are well wishers of everyone. You know, so I think it's very important, and especially when families are getting together, because it is an event whereby, you know, families get together at one place. Every family has a big house. They call it a big house. Maybe father's house or grandfather's house. Then all the sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters, they all get together. So it's a crowd. Now, everybody lives in different homes. They go to different places. They meet different people. And then on that day, they all are together. So you have no idea who is carrying that virus. So even in family homes, people must keep that distance.
Yeah, because sometimes people feel that it's not like you're not being social, but not meeting, not hugging. But the circumstances now is very different. So we have to take care of this. Now, as we mentioned, now you find also, unfortunately, on the day of Eid, even you find dressing, where a person in the month of Ramadan had the hair covered, females, now they've got fashionable clothing. And again, the spirit of spirituality is taken away by the way people dress. And sometimes it'd be like family members. So this is something that also we should take care of, because...
Yeah, it seems that people who are weak from, you know, ruhani, point of view, they become very easy victims of shaitan and satanic ideas. Even though a lot of people force themselves for the month of Ramadan to behave and act as good people, you know, stay nicely, but now they feel that restrictions are over. Actually, restrictions are over on shaitan. But people feel now restrictions are over from us as well. So whether it's month of Ramadan or not month of Ramadan, we are still Muslims.
Definitely.
We still have to follow the divine law. We still have to keep our true Muslim identity. You know, it's not like we are Muslims occasionally. We are Muslims every day and every night, throughout our lives. It's not like you're in the masjid, so you should be wearing clothes that are covering your whole body. And you at the beach, now you can wear short pants and your sitar open. You know, no matter whether you're in the masjid or you're on the beach, you're still a Muslim. So your values must not change.
You see, the reason why this happens, see, again we say people do not understand what month of Ramadan means and what it stands for. That means if you're really conscious of the fact that we have an opportunity to bond and come closer to Almighty Allah. That means, as we said, one of the requirements of fasting, besides keeping yourself hungry and thirsty, is to fast your eyes from sinning, fast your mouth from sinning. That means all organs of your body. And if we do this kind of fasting sincerely, properly, and that means it must carry on the day of Eid. That's the test. But we fail. What it tells us to curb our eating. Now you find, unfortunately, in the month of Ramadan, we spend more on eating. We eat more. That means we fast and we reward ourselves. And then we reward ourselves more with all kind of luxury on the day of Eid. So it actually cancels all the benefit of sada khana, plain food. That means now our eyes, you know, we fasted for 1 month. Now we must go to town, eat whatever we want, drink and overeat. Eat so much that you can't even go for salah.
I think people have heard that there is no accountability on the food of sahri and iftari.
Okay.
Maybe they get encouraged now, there's no hisab kitab on this. So let us eat more and more. You know, I just said it by the way. I mean, those people who eat a lot, they would not even know about this hadith because mostly these people are careless people. It's just as, you know, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Qudsiya has said once, I heard that, you know, people eat a lot at the time of Sahari, thinking they're not going to eat the whole day. So let's eat a lot now. Let's drink a lot now. And then at iftar, they eat a lot, thinking that we have not eaten the whole day.
Yeah.
So now it's time for us to eat a lot. So both the times, sahri and iftari, they have a silly reason to eat a lot. And then many people, they actually, instead of losing weight, they gain weight.
And so get sick.
Of course, if they're gaining weight and you know the fats are increasing in their bodies, and they're going to be, you know, ill. And in the month of Ramadan, many of them get ill. They keep doctors very busy because of unhealthy foods, you know. As you always mention, you know, these bhajiyas, pakoras, samosas, you know, oily stuff. And you're putting a lot of burden on your digesting system. And, you know, all your energy is being used now to digest that food, and your other organs of your body are not getting much, you know, energy, power from you. So they all start becoming weak and weak. And then finally person becomes sick.
You see, the other thing, you mentioned when you fast, that means fast properly. When you fast, you must fast to feel hunger. Like you see some food expert, they will tell you, you know what, you must eat certain food that take long to digest.
Like banana, yeah, they normally say. Yeah.
So what they tell you is, what is the benefit of fasting? Fasting, I'm talking about physically for the body. If you feel hunger, one thing is what the medical experts say, that it also helps to, when you haven't got enough food, even it helps with diseases. They don't have the nutrients now to grow because you're starving yourself. But now if you eat a lot, you're fasting, that means it's just wasting the month of fasting, because as you say, we overeat. So the reason for this also again is that in the month of Ramadan, we don't take care of, it's like our duties to Allah. As I said, Amir Sunnat, when he talks about sada khana, I remember once I was watching Badni channel, and this is what Amir Sunnat mentioned.
Sada khana, what it means?
Simple, yes.
Simple food.
Simple food. What he said one day, he said, this was in the beginning stages. He said, you know, people are bringing fries and whatever and whatever. What I've told these people, I know they want to give food in the month of Ramadan, but let's stop this. He says, more people are going to the hospital because they're eating unhealthy food. He said, Sada Khana, your stomach, you don't overeat. Now see, if you've got tasty food, now you eat one, you see, so you want to eat all. And then what is more tasty, you want to eat more of it. So, but you have Sada Khana. If your hunger is gone, you don't want to eat anymore because it's simple. And that is the purpose of fasting, to make everything simple and get close to Almighty Allah. Imagine how much of time we take to eat. Like we say, even in the month of Ramadan, if you fast properly, you don't have to go too much to the toilet as well. So you've got more time to make ibadah, you've got more time to have uzu. But if you overeat at both times, imagine at the time of iftar, you overeat, you overdrink. While you're standing for tarawih, you want to go to the toilet. So all these kind of things, it waste time.
Dearest viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, on this day of Eid, on this beautiful occasion, we have our guest with us and we are talking about how to spend this day. Inshallah, we will continue, but we will listen a Naat Sharif now and then the topic will continue, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Ya Rasool Allah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah Sere gulshan kon dekhe dar tumhara chhod kar Sere gulshan Tayba chhod kar soye jannat kaun jaye dar tumhara chhod kar sarghuzisht pe gham kaun kisse tere hote hue kis dar par jao tera aastana chhod kar kis ke dar par jao tera aastana chhod kar
Dearest viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, we heard a beautiful Naat the younger brother of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Maulana Hassan Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Qazi sahab, we were talking about, you know, how to spend the day of Eid. We need to realize what is the purpose of life. Many are unaware. Many people feel, you know, it's one life and let's enjoy it. Let's have the good foods and good meals and entertainments and be happy and, you know, have fun and all that kind of ideology people have. But what we learn from Quran, what we learn from Ahadith, it tells us very clearly that you are not created for these things, for this kind of stuff. You are created for higher purpose. You know, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have not created jinns and humans but to worship. So that's the only purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created death and life so He may test you who amongst you is best in actions, in good actions. So purpose of life is not to eat, drink, sleep, get married, have children, have family, then get old and die. Because this is how normally people's life goes around in circles. It's a cycle. And whereas Quran teaches us, no, life is not for that. Life is to be judged, to be checked out. Who is good? Yeah. Whose action is good? Whose amal is good? Life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And worship does not mean only salat. I mean, every action that you do, if you follow the laws of Sharia, you are in worship.
Definitely.
You're earning your risk, you're doing your business, you're running your shop, you're running your factory, you're working for a boss. You do everything according to Sharia. You don't violate anybody's haq, anybody's right. And stay within the circle, within the limits of Sharia, then you have understood the purpose of life. You are now living according to the way Allah and His Rasul want you to live. And that thing is forgotten.
Alhamdulillah. One of the things that happened on the day of Eid, you find it's a practice in South Africa, I'm sure in most countries, most people after Eid Namaz, the first thing they do is go to the Qabristan. And when you go there, again it's a ritual. Should we not reflect while we're there that we're going to be here soon? How many people celebrated the previous Eid now in the Qabr? Now also, it does not make us reflect, because one very beautiful point is that how, if you live for a certain number of years, how many months of Ramadan you experienced in your life? Did we find any change spiritually? Now, this is some question we must ask, because you find many people, okay, the month of Ramadan has got its magic. People who normally go to casinos, they stop. People who go and do all these things that are haram, they stop. Now all of a sudden, when the month of Ramadan is gone, they are now free. And as you said, shaitan is there. That means we should have used this month of Ramadan to bond our relationship with Almighty Allah. That means create this fear. That means we should reflect on our own weaknesses. Every year, you look at your own weaknesses and remove weaknesses. And that means by the time you come to a certain age, you should be very close to Almighty Allah. You can reflect on the day of Eid. Are you protecting your eyes from looking at sinful things? Watch what you're saying with your mouth, because the month of Ramadan, you are careful about not lying, about bragging, backbiting. But how come in the day of Eid, you're talking about this person, that person, mocking, doing all these funny things? And as you mentioned, if you find the company of pious people, they are aware that speaking lies is haram. So as we're talking about backbiting, all this thing on the day of Eid, people are meeting and they're talking about all these things that angers Allah, pleases Shaitan. So every year that we're passing through the month of Ramadan, come Eid day, we need to reflect. That means the fear should be, am I being rewarded by Almighty Allah, or I just took that month as a ritual, now I'm celebrating Eid, and after this is back to normal. That means this month was like suppressive.
See, filmmakers, they launch new films for Eid.
Allah.
And they advertise and they make announcements. For whose sake they do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on this Eid, this movie is coming. On this Eid, this movie is coming. And the newspapers are full, you know, social media is full with the advertisements. It's because they know that the Muslims came out of Ramadan now. And on the Eid day, Shaitan is free and they are captured. So the music shows take place, dancing parties are happening, new movies are being launched. Now, how beautifully Amiri Ahle Sunnat advises that come spend your day of Eid in Madini Kafila.
Alhamdulillah.
So travel in Madini Kafila, you're in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are safe from all those, you know, evil activities that are happening in your family, outside your family, on your street, in your surroundings. You, because you're sitting in the house of Allah, you're in the masjid. And okay, if you know, you learn your deen and you understand these things, and you spend your time with your family, that too is fine, but spend your time, you know, according to the, yes, you can buy good clothes for them. You can get good food for them. Make them feel very special. Sharia does not stop you from doing that. But breaking the boundaries, breaking the limits, that would not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. So this is something that we need to conscientize ourselves as a Muslim unit, a family, that how must we spend our Eid? Should we spend our Eid like those, you know, individuals who have become victims of Shaitan and they have become the tools of Shaitan? Or must we still be the bondsmen of Allah and care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if you care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how do you care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By following His commandments. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you.
See, one very beautiful description of the day of Eid, they say your guest, Ramadan, who comes with his own benefits. He's a guest that doesn't come and impose on you. He brings benefit to you. And they give an example. Say you got an uncle who's very wealthy. He comes to your house. He brings gifts for you. And he showers you a thing, whatever you want. And how sad you'll be to see him go. And how you'll yearn for him to come back. You can see this benefit. Now, Ramadan is even more beneficial than that rich uncle. Come with so much of benefit.
Came with mercy. Came with the freedom from hellfire.
Yeah.
Came with forgiveness.
Alhamdulillah.
And millions of people are forgiven. So much of ni'mats we have received. The rizq of every person is increased.
Alhamdulillah.
Our attachment with deen and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is increased and we bonded. These are so many, these are countless ni'mats, bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ramzan comes with.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree and I understand that how sad a Muslim should be.
But do we get sad?
Yeah, well, that's something everyone should question himself.
Definitely, yeah.
Because that's in the hearts of the people. I know, you know, sometimes we pretend that we're very sad because it's a politically correct statement.
Yeah.
Because at this occasion, you must say this.
Yeah.
So you hear from each other and you say, oh, very sad, Ramadan is going.
Ramadan went very quickly.
Yeah, but do you really feel that, you know, pain, that pinch? That somebody must, actually everyone must question himself. A lot of times we just follow certain traditions. Like, for example, somebody's father died, everyone will say, I'm very sorry, I'm very sorry. Are you really sorry? Or are you lying? You will hear Amiri Ahle Sunnat. When he hears someone passed away, I never heard him saying, Mujhe bada afsos hua. You know, I'm sorry. What normally he says, so and so told me that your father, your mother, your brother passed away. May Allah grant him Jannat.
Subhanallah. Yeah.
So lot of people, they speak lies. Their heart is not with the words that they utter from their tongue. So if we are really sad, if we really value the month of Ramadan, then we are fortunate people.
Yeah.
But that's not the condition of everyone. So we need to develop that feeling. And that won't happen if you're spending your Ramadan and your fasting with careless people, with worldly people, with ordinary people. You need to spend your time with the people who are pious, you know, who value the month of Ramadan, who can really make you feel how important the month of Ramadan is. Like it happens at the Markaz of Dawat Islami, Alami Madani Markaz, global, you know, Markaz of Dawat Islami in Babul Madina, Karachi. When you spend Ramadan in the Sohbat of Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al Qudsiyah, then you feel it. You feel that Ramadan is going. I have experienced, and many others have experienced. And trust me, first time in my life when I spent Ramadan in Babul Madina, Karachi, first time in my life I felt that, you know, really Ramadan is leaving.
Sure.
Otherwise it was always like, you know, the Eid is coming, there's like all about happiness, Eid is coming. There was never a sense of sadness that Ramadan is leaving.
You know, there's a story about Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu when he was crying.
Yes.
And you can explain that, his reason why he was crying at the time of Eid. When...
Yeah, it's this story is mentioned by Hazrat Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azami, that on the day of Eid, some people came to visit Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they saw him that he's crying. And he's crying a lot. The people were very shocked to see that, and they said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, why are you crying? Today is the day of Eid, it's the day of happiness, but you are crying. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while wiping his tears, he said, Haza yawmul Eid wa haza yawmul Wa'id. This is the day of Eid, and this is the day of warning as well. So the one whose salat and fasting is accepted, no doubt for him is the day of Eid. And the one whose fast and salats are thrown on his face, that is the day of Wa'id and warning for him. So I don't know what would be the situation of my ibadat and my fasting and my roza, my namaz. And these are those people who are categorically jannatis. And news given by the truthful tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's from Ashara Mubashara. He's qat'i jannati. But they still had this fear.
See, that's taqwa.
That's taqwa.
Now what I'm saying now, if there is the condition of a personality like that, I say a guaranteed jannati. Now we, with our type of fasting, we can't even compare in any degree to that kind of fasting. But we don't feel anything, that we feel now we have done our fasting, we kept ourselves hungry and thirsty, our roza is accepted. So we don't feel any remorse at the passing away of the month of Ramadan. So that's why we must always make dua, Almighty Allah must make us more conscious of the benefits of fasting and look forward for the next month of Ramadan. And again, as I say, for those who are pious, as you mentioned, Amir al-Sunnah cries, because he feels and he has experienced the benefit. You don't get this benefit in any other month. So if you're spiritually inclined, you see the month of benefit and mercy, which is extra compared to other months, is leaving. And we're not sure whether we're going to get another opportunity. So the day of Eid is also for us to reflect, what is our condition now? That means if we should get mesmerized by whatever is in the food, and as you said, not taking care of following Sharia, not controlling your eyes, whatever, talk whatever you want. That means the training for the whole month. Because the month of Ramadan, you are very careful what you say. You'll make sure you don't lie, because that can affect the quality of your fasting. So the Eid day come and you start bragging, lying, backbiting, which is common.
So in conclusion, can we say that Eid, the true reflection of happiness, would be in this sense, that we obey Allah and His Rasul.
Definitely.
If we are at home with our family, we do what is jais, what is legal, what is necessary. If we can afford buy new clothes for our family, everyone can have a new set of clothes. It's a tradition. It is mustahab. You know, one should do that. Prepare good meals, exchanging gifts and etc. because it's a family day. Visiting relatives with all the, you know, conditions and restrictions of Sharia be observed. It's a good practice going to Kabristan, that your loved ones who passed away, visit them on that day, make dua for them, isale sawab for them, dua maghfirat for them, and exchanging gifts with your family, with your brothers, with your sisters, with your parents, etc. So those kind of things are good and acceptable. And this is how we should spend our Eid.
Sure.
But that, what leads you to commit sins, that's not a true happiness. That's not a true concept of happiness. I mean, entertainments and all that kind of stuff, anything that would earn you sins, that you can't call it a true happiness. True happiness has to be within the limits of Sharia.
Definitely.
Within the bounds of Sharia. You cross that boundary, you are putting your foot into the hell side. And then we don't know, as you said, how long you're going to live. You just now you had these blessings for the month. Maybe you were forgiven, because there are so many people, countless people, who are forgiven without accountability.
Alhamdulillah.
You don't know. You could be one of those people whose name was in the list of those who were forgiven. So instead of building on it,
Allahu Akbar,
and taking benefit of that, you jump into the valley of sins and evils and all the harams and najais and everything. So how unfortunate that person. Imagine on the day of judgment, if it's opened up that on this Ramadan you were forgiven, but then again you started.
Sure.
So how sad it would be. How unfortunate that person would be, or how regretful he would be on that day. Look at me, how bad I am, that Allah forgave me, my account was clear, sins were erased, I was like a newborn baby.
Sure.
But then I made this zulm upon myself. I oppressed myself. As the Ramadan went, this forgiven person became evil again. He became friend of Shaitan again. And he built up sins, and now on the Day of Judgment, he is being caught up. So, okay, Qazi Sahab, our time for Silsila is almost up. Would you like to say a few concluding remarks?
Okay, please? As I said, many people, I mean, we should take care of this. We get so caught up with enjoying this day of Eid that we enjoy so much and forget that we have to be accountable for all the sinful things that we do, and we get involved in sins. And the main thing that I noticed is, as I mentioned earlier, that people forget Salah. They're enjoying so much, entertaining. So we should be conscious that, as you said, you're forgiven. Imagine you miss one Salah. Your name is engraved on the door of hell. On the day of Eid, imagine you missed one Salah. You got rewarded, forgiven, and now you're adding your name on the door of Jahannam. So this is my advice, is be conscious. I mean, the enjoyment, as I said, something that amazes me is people who sat for 10 days itikaf, performed the Salah 5 times a day with Jamaat, with Takbir-e-Ula. And even some of them, after reading this, I mean, itikaf, come out and forget Salah. What a big zulm that is. This is a hukum of Allah. Imagine Allah forgave you, and you deliberately, on the day of Eid, you should be thanking Almighty Allah by being more obedient to Him. You disobey Him and obey Shaitan. So how are you going to be forgiven?
Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, please ponder upon the advice that is given in this discourse and discussion. We are Muslims, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And every day of a Muslim, every occasion of a Muslim, every aspect of the life of a Muslim is regulated by Sharia. So we need to follow the rules and regulations, and we need to spend our time of joy and happiness within the limits that Sharia has provided us. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to spend this beautiful, auspicious day in the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal within the limits of Sharia. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
Heed the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness.